flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You can text this show anytime you want on the Subaru of New England text line. And the text number is the same number that you use to call this radio show and this radio station, 617-779-7937. I'm being accused on the text line of b-washing Drake May, and I'm often accused of that, so it doesn't bother me. But a texter says, why are you acting like it doesn't matter if the leader of a team does not show up to welcome the head coach of the football? I do not get this argument.
Yeah.
It's driving the captains were there.
I feel like people, the guy had an unbelievable rookie season, and people are scurrying around trying to find something to drag him on.
Yeah, see, like, that didn't bother me.
What is that mentality?
No, like, that didn't bother me. He wasn't there because they had been gone for, you know, a while now.
Did Mike Vrabel find out that he was getting the job? Theoretically. I mean, I'm sure.
Probably over the weekend or whatever
the
hell it was.
Like, it was official. Yeah. They got their deal done. I mean, he interviewed on Thursday.
But Greg, can both be true? It's not a big deal that he wasn't there. I don't think long term this matters at all. If he was there, it would have been good. Both can be true.
Yeah. But it did bother me that he wasn't there for the players' exit interviews with the media after Mayo got fired. Because we knew Mayo got fired, what, Sunday after the game?
Yes. Yeah, like an hour after the game.
And it did bother me that he dipped out the back door without, you know, basically saying, hey, listen.
Dipped out the back door. He wasn't told he had to stay. I think he walked out just like a lot of the other players.
But Courtney, you know if... They had a meeting on Monday. They probably had a team meeting on Monday. And in that team meeting, whoever it was, you know, the interim head coach said, hey, listen, the media's in the locker room. They're probably going to want to ask questions about Mayo and all that other stuff.
And probably said, you're not required to stay.
You're not required to stay.
Right.
I agree with you. But as the face of the franchise, he made it a point where he was going to exit stage left. And we weren't going to at least get his input. When you're the face of the franchise, like if Jalen Polk goes stage left, nobody gives an F. If, you know, Christian Barmore or whoever. But when you're the quarterback, after that, you could just be like.
But do you expect, like, giving a pass to somebody who is in this role for the first time ever in the NFL as a starting quarterback and the face of a franchise? Do you expect that they're going to develop that rapidly as a leader? And
but I do expect that they know the do's and don'ts. the common sense do's and don'ts of being the face of a franchise.
Oh, my gosh. Because he didn't do anything wrong, though. And then he's looking at other players that decided to stay and then got ripped for staying for the way that in which they smiled. Christian Gonzalez, it was like, oh, he hated Gerard Mayo. He's smiling during the whole thing.
But you got to know the do's and don'ts, Courtney. They're smart enough now because he's been a leader for a long time, right? He probably was a leader in his high school. He was a leader at UNC.
Being a leader at UNC is far different than leader in the NFL.
But you know the do's and don'ts when you're the face of a franchise, because people are always probably, Stacy's always putting it in his ear. I'm willing to bet you, hey, this is what people are going to think. This is what people are going to say. Here's what you need to do. The do's and don'ts. And so when you look at it, is it a big deal at the end of the day? No. But is it a bad look? Yes.
I don't think the fans think it's a bad look at all. Why were so many
people criticizing
it? You only heard about people criticizing the media.
Yeah. We had a whole conversation.
I don't think fans give an F. Yeah. I really don't. I don't think.
Do you think Christian Gonzalez cares that he did it?
Yeah, I think so after.
Right. So he's sitting there going, I'm getting railroaded for smiling, and the quarterback of this team left and flew home.
I think he's saying you made the right decision.
But you, wait,
I don't.
You're talking on both sides of your mouth. You're saying, because you said fans don't care, but then you said you saw all over social media. All over social media, fans complaining.
She's saying it's from media.
Media.
Let me finish. You're saying all over social media, fans were complaining that Drake May wasn't at the
Vrabel. No, she said the social media was complaining.
He wasn't at Vrabel's press conference.
Yeah, it was a conversation that was started because media made a point.
No. But didn't you say you saw a ton of it on social media of people complaining on why? It was even your lead, why people are complaining Drake May wasn't
there. My lead was about the media.
No, that was about him leaving for the exit meeting. I'm talking about...
I never had a lead about him not being at Vrabel's press conference.
So you didn't talk about... Him not being a...
I said it was ridiculous that people cared.
Right. So
I never specified that it was fans. It was all the media that is making this into a bigger thing than it actually is. And it's frustrating to me because he is one of the only bright spots for New England moving forward. Now we've got Mike Vrabel, so obviously there is more to it. But Drake May, we should be making sure he is so freaking happy here in New England. So happy.
The media should be making sure that Drake May is happy?
Media shouldn't be going out of their way to criticize the only person that kept us in games this season.
Well, the media is just pointing out a guy that decided not to be there. It's not the end of the world. Nobody's saying get rid of him.
Curtis loves the media when it's with his narrative.
So let me ask this question. If he shows up...
What is the narrative?
Your narrative is that you didn't like that he didn't show up, which is fine.
I said I don't give a damn, but I understand those that would be... If you're going to...
You give a damn. You brought it up a few times.
If you're going to say it was not... I said legitimately 5 minutes ago. Not a big deal he wasn't there.
We would have
if
dealt
he came back
with...
from a vacation and went to that press conference, damn right we would have praised him.
I agree with this texter who says absolutely no issue with him dipping. It's not his mess to clean up.
Yep.
But it's not about mess. It's about when you're in sports, it's not always about mess. It's not always about is it the right thing to do. It comes down to two things. Is it a good look? Versus, is it a bad look? And not that he's a bad kid for not showing up, but it's all about perception. And in my opinion...
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a bad look for him not speaking after the Mayo firing when you are the face of the franchise.
And if
when
you and Mrs. Wiggins were booked into the honeymoon suite in Grand Cayman,
right?
And suddenly I was unceremoniously fired, would you come back?
No, no, but you're missing. No, no,
you would.
I'm saying
Wiggy's show would start Tuesday.
I don't.
Well, you would make you two would be in the hot tub. You'd be sitting on the Jets. Like we know how
But I'm not tripping about him. But I'm not tripping about him being at Vrabel's introduction. That's
Greggy show.
I'm talking about. Here's the issue, Greg. If I was on the show with you, right, and then an hour after we get off the show, or 30 minutes after we get off the show, they call us in a meeting and say,
"You wouldn't be here." Well, you're not here 5 minutes after all right. the show.
So let's say 2 minutes after the show, they call a meeting and say, oh, we're moving on from Greg. Hey, but you don't have to answer any questions, but there are media people out there.
You would be in your car the second.
It's a good look.
Oh, Wiggy.
Because you know why, Courtney? If I'm in my car, then people are going to be like, oh, he must have didn't like Greg. Yeah. I mean, it's all about look.
I guess you do run the risk that people are doing what they do and speculating about why you weren't there.
Let them speculate that you didn't like the coach that just got fired. He got fired for a reason.
That's what it is.
But it's perception, man. That's what you guys got to understand, perception. People's perception of you might not be the reality, but if you stage left and you know that your head coach had just gotten fired and you're the franchise quarterback and you've said nothing but great things about him, but then you don't say nothing after
credit,
the game.
Credit to Drake May not caring about his perception has of him.
How do you think Mayo feels?
I don't think Mayo gives a damn.
Oh, I bet he does.
I bet he does not care at all. I'm sure Drake May had plenty of conversations behind closed doors.
His guy won't defend him?
What is there to...
And say, hey, listen.
He doesn't have a job anymore. There's nothing to defend.
There's nothing to defend. He lost the job.
He was a great coach. I feel bad for him.
He was a great collaborator.
Or whatever. He was a great collaborator. Or just
great guy.
Show a little bit of like...
Great interview.
Show a little bit of like remorse. Like, hey... Mayo was a great guy. Wow. I understand.
Remorse.
Yeah. It's a bad look.
Oh, my gosh. I just.
Well, that's what. You know what? What's the saying, Greg? The person who wears the crown.
The apple never falls far from the tree.
Nope.
Heavy is the head
that wears the crown.
Right. So when you're the face of the franchise, these are just some of the things that you have to do.
Well, not a big deal to me, but I'm glad. You and I disagree a little bit. All right. Celtics Wednesday. Mego in here next. Talking ball.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.